We can disagree on so many issues, but I can bring us all back together when I talk about Jesus. Amen. We need to humble ourselves, give thanks, and then we can start talking about things. But we got to put God first. Amen. But you put Him first and say, Lord, I don't know how I got to where I am today except without You. So God was with us all this way. He's blessed us all this way. We give thanks. Give Him praise, church.
Sing that song one day. That's the words are so beautiful. Good morning, church. Ready to have a blessed day with the Lord? Dave said last week the Lord, well, the feast or famine. Gary and Marcia are in New Hampshire. Gary and Kim went to the Big E yesterday. I think they're tired today, actually. But praise God. What a beautiful day, amen. What a beautiful day we've been. But what a beautiful day we've been blessed with. We have a lot to be thankful for, amen. Before we worried about other things, we need to give Him thanks. Let's stand up and pray together. I'm getting you up and down to get you. Nobody's going to have to kneel today, I promise. No kneeling today. Thank you, Lord. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, Lord, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever and ever. Our Father, where is He? Hallelujah. And He loves you so much. John 14:23 says, Jesus answered and said, if anyone loves Me, he will keep My word, and My Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. Hallelujah. Imagine that. If anybody loves me, how many here love God? Come on, just maybe sometimes you're discouraged. Maybe sometimes you just feel frustrated, but you love him, amen? Because he knows our nature. He will keep my word, he said, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. Imagine that. God is inside of you, amen? Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah, there you go. Now you guys are working together. Thank you, Lord. These things I have spoken to you while being present with you. Jesus is talking to his disciples. But he said, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to you remembrance all things that I said to you. Peace I leave you with. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Amen. He's going to give us the who? The Holy Spirit. So God indwells in who? Walter. And Gene. And George Mako. God lives inside George. So when you say something to George, understand God inside is listening. Amen. I know it's hard. I know. Sergio. You have the characteristics of God, amen? God is indwelling in us, the Bible says, so we have his characteristics, amen? Every animal, every creature, every flower, everything has a characteristic. That's how you know what it is. When you look at a garden at Art and Gladys, you say, well, that's that and that's this. How do you know that? Because of the characteristic, amen? We go out in the woods, there's many different species of deer, amen? But it's the antlers, that the characteristic of the antlers that tells us which kind of deer it is, amen? Just like the gray fox and the red fox. Everything has a characteristic, amen? Understand that. Flowers, trees. You see an oak tree, you see a maple tree, amen? When people see you, they need to see who? Hallelujah. Do they see God when they see you? Because God is living inside of you. So are you holding them in? Amen? Sometimes, and I want y'all, Gary and Kim next week, I want you to tell them that we were talking about them today, because Kim said this to me, and it touched me so much. We were talking the other day. Sometimes it's a day. You know that song, One Day at a Time, and that's all we really have? But sometimes your faith has to be just a day. You have to fight through that. Let's pray for that, where they're going, that they find... Hallelujah, that everybody's okay where they get to. Sometimes it's the hour. Sometimes you're so that you give thanks for the hour that you got it through, amen? And sometimes it's the minute that you got through. Man, you got a lot of things on you, a lot of things going on, but you, that minute, I made it through this minute, I can make it through the next minute, amen? And victory. Victories come in those days, hours, and minutes. You understand what I'm saying? Sometimes you feel so that the only hope you have is you made it through a minute because of that, amen? But see, that starts to expand. It starts to grow, and God inside of you is going to push out. Are you with me? So I say, if you're not happy today, somebody's not happy, if you're worried today, if you're upset today, search your heart first. Amen? Search your heart first. What can I change? You say, what can I? Look in the mirror and say, what can I change today? What can I do today? Hallelujah. Because you have, listen, this is a great word, three letters. Because you have all the control over who? You, Flo. Amen? So if you have all the control over you, then who can you change? And who's inside of you? Waiting to come out, amen? So you say, what can I change? What can I do? Because you have all the control over you. And I say, how do I have, listen to this, your words, amen? Your attitude, how much you love, your compassion, the smile, the touch, whatever you have, amen, you can release that. You can let that expression, that characteristics of God come out, amen, and that changes. You know who it changes first? You, amen. All of a sudden, when you're feeling that way, you can't be angry anymore. You can't be mad anymore, because now you're expressing God, amen, and when you're feeling that, all of a sudden, you can't say the same thing to your husband or your wife, because you're trying to change you. You first, amen? So you're saying, oh, I can't say that. If I say that, it's going to be so, that's just, I'm not going to say that. I'm going to, it might be that minute that you do that, but things start to change. Can I get an amen? Are you with me? So I say, release the old you, the one that got you where you are today. Hallelujah. How many have ever been in a situation they didn't want to be in? Who got you there? God? No. You. So I say, release the old you, the one that got you to where you were then, and release that God who lives inside of you. Amen. The characteristics of God who live inside of you. And I'll say this again. God deals with individuals. You understand what? You see that picture. You see big churches. You see churches with thousands of people. You see all the denominations. But God is not dealing with them. Amen. God, Lisa, deals with you. He wants to talk to you. He doesn't talk to a church. He wants to talk to you. He deals with individuals because God, the Holy Spirit, lives inside us. We have the characteristics of God living inside us. So let's pray together. Let's say, thank you, Lord, that you live inside of us, that you've come to be inside of us because you've accepted us in the family and the Holy Spirit indwells, the gift from God. The gift. Jesus said, I have to go because when I go, I can send a helper back to you. You say, how does God know what I'm doing and where I am? Because his Spirit is living inside of you, wanting to help you, to teach you, to lead you, to protect you, to make you rise higher than you ever thought, to be humble, to be thanks, give thanksgiving. Hallelujah. To see the blessings that he has bestowed and give thanks for those blessings. Before you demand anything from anybody, give thanks for where God has put you. Give thanks for the blessings of your life. Give thanks for the people around you who made it possible. The people who protect you, who made it possible, who keep you safe to make it possible. For those people in that ambulance, they're going to help somebody. Thank them. Hallelujah. They're just volunteering and going to help. Hallelujah. Give thanks. There's so much to be thankful for. And then let the characteristics come out. When you're talking to your wife, your husband, when you're talking to your children, when you're talking to your family and your friends, let it come out. Let them see that. Let them see the characteristics of God who indwells inside of you. The Holy Spirit. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. The Bible says this. Listen to this word. In the name of God the Father, God the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Not in the names of, but in the name of. Because they're one and the same, and each one does what God, hallelujah, they're all God. And that Spirit was so important for us because God sent it to us, indwelling in us. We need to let that, release that. Release that Spirit. Let it just lead you. Let that light shine. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for who you are, what you've given us. The power to heal. The power to just take people and lift them up. Hallelujah. To forgive. To humble ourselves in front of you. Lord, thank you. We thank you in this church, Second Congregational this morning, Lord. We thank you for all that you've blessed us with. We ask, Lord, that when we leave here, that we'll be stronger to tell more people about you, to show more people you, our family, our friends, our husband, our wife. Let our people who think they know us see and know us today. Let that God be released, that Spirit inside of us, so that the people, just like they can tell what kind of trees it are, what kind of flowers, what kind of animals they are, let those people see the characteristics of God living in us. That will change the world. In Jesus' name I pray. Hallelujah. Church. Hallelujah. Woo. Anybody was talking to Mark Bush before the church service, they either thought that Mark and I sat down last night and we're talking together. I love Maryland. You're going to love this soon. Some people worship trees and nature. Amen. They worship the trees, the grass. Remember that, what was they called? Mother Nature. Remember her? We've heard a lot about Mother Nature. All the beauty around us, they worship that, Sergio. The flower children, remember, they're going to love and peace. Hallelujah. Especially this time of year when all the things are changing, the colors. Oh, look at that. That's great. Let's work. Look at the colors. They're going to drive to Vermont and look at all the foliage and look at how beautiful it is. All of that, all that we see would all cease to exist without the sun. Amen. Amen. Without the sun, none of that would exist. Done. Over. Amen. Some people worship the moon. Have you ever seen people the moon and the moon? They look at its beauty. They ever look at the moon at night, you see a full moon and say, look at that, man. Isn't that great? Look how beautiful that is. Amen. People write songs about the moon. Shine on, shine on. There you go. How about blue moon? You saw me. I mean, you saw me standing alone, moon. They're singing to the moon. Send me a love. Fly me to the... There you go, see? Oh, you got more moon songs? Moon River. Oh, yeah, dude. Oh, yeah. The moon. They worship. Well, maybe not, but you know what I'm saying, amen? Yeah, what is the moon? It's a piece of rock, amen? It's up, it's a piece of... There's nothing. There's how much life on the moon? None, right? It's not cheese. No life on the moon, amen? Yeah, the man in the moon. Oh, Marilyn, thank you. Teamwork. Marilyn and Lisa tag teaming me. But I ask you this question. What is it that gives the moon the splendor that it has? The sun. The sun. Where's he going with this? So let's look at the sun for a minute, shall we? Well, don't look at the sun. Let's get there. We bask in the sun, amen? You go to Myrtle Beach, you sit in the, by the beach, and what do you, oh, the sun, can I get an amen? How many enjoy its warmth? Oh, I know today it's a little warm, but hey, we're blessed to have this day, amen? Better this than 25 degrees. We gain strength from the sun. I don't know, my wife has said, what is it, vitamin D, honey? She's not mad at me, by the way. Please understand. She says it's cooler back there, and her and Dave are talking about stuff all the time back there. Yeah, yeah. So my wife says we gain strength from where? The sun, amen? Because it gives us vitamin D. And listen, after a few rainy days, you got cloudy, rainy days, amen? We're so happy and thankful to see what? What do you say? Oh, the sun's finally out again. Amen? But what is the sun? It's on fire. Amen? It's flaming hot. Are you with me? How much life is on the sun? None. There's no life on the sun yet. No life. Someday it could burn out. Scientists say that someday the sun is just going to burn out. Whatever's on there on fire is going to burn out. Amen? It's an object with no life, but without it, there can be no life. Amen? We can invent anything we want. Man can invent anything they want, but without the sun, we perish. Can I get an amen? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. Well, I'm getting ahead of myself. Thank you, Lord. I'm having fun with this. Let's get serious now. Some people worship the devil, amen? Let's be honest. Some people are devil worshipers. You've seen that. Some people are evil, witchcraft, Satan, satanic things. People worship that. They get into that, amen? What one thing has Satan ever created? Anybody? You're going to have to think a long time because he's never created anything. Amen? And what is his claim to fame? Sergio, what is Satan? He's the father of all lies. Amen? The father of... That's who Satan is. The father of all lies. Are you with me? People worship him. They call on him. They think he can do great things. He's never done anything. Amen? He's a thief, stealing your joy, your faith, your dreams, and stealing your hope. When hope is gone, Gene, there's nothing. When you don't have any hope, nothing is left. Amen? There's the reason you feel empty inside. Amen? And that's what Satan does. And listen to this, because this is part of where we're going. He lives in the darkness. Say that with me. Satan lives in the darkness. Amen? He's hiding. He's sneaking. He's giving people false hope. He's using shiny little things. He's using all this thing of the flesh or this looks or money or whatever it is that lures you out and lures you into the darkness. Amen? So he's luring those people who are lost. Karen? He's luring people who are lost. People who are alone, who are looking, who are vulnerable, amen, who are scared. Those are the people that Satan looks for, amen. Remember, Satan cannot come into the light, amen. He cannot come into the light. Now, what were we talking about before? The sun, amen. Hallelujah. And what is light? What is light? Now I want to read to you. Satan lives in darkness. Listen to this now. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Amen. He was in the beginning with God, and all things were made through Him. How many things? And without Him, nothing was made that was made. Who is the Him? That's Jesus. Amen. I'll read that again a different way. In the beginning was Jesus, and Jesus was with God, and Jesus was God. Amen. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Jesus, and without Jesus, nothing was made that was made. In God was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. Amen. For there was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not the light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which gives light to every man coming into the world. Who is that light? Jesus is the light. Amen. Are you with me? He who believes in Him, he who believes in Jesus, say that with me, he who believes in Jesus, the Bible says he who believes in Him, I want you to understand, is not condemned. But he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Hallelujah. And this is the condemnation, that this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone practicing evil hates the light, and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. But he who does the truth, I love this because I put this in a song years ago, but he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be clearly seen, that they have been done in God. Amen. Just like on this world that God created, we could not live without the sun. We couldn't enjoy life without the sun. We can't have life without the sun. Amen. Jesus brought life to the world. Amen. And he brought light. Now, anybody remember Genesis in the beginning? In the beginning? We're in the, you know, in not the beginning, Fran. I know you like that baseball thing. In the beginning. What was the first thing? What was the first thing that God created? Light. And why? Because we needed light for life. Amen. And who is the light? Jesus is the light. Amen. We look at the things He's created. And He created all of that. And He did it that way. He created the sun so that we could have life. Amen. Are you with me? But He is the Son of God. Hallelujah. That's the blessing. That's where it comes in. The light. When we sing the song, I saw the light. Amen. That means you saw Jesus. You changed your life. I saw the light. And I was not afraid. And I ran to the light. Can I get an amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So I would tell you on this beautiful September Sunday, stand up and take charge. Do it today. Stand up, Joe, and take charge. Amen. Stand in the light. It's a new day. Amen. It's a new day. Today's a day. Yesterday's gone. Amen. This is a new day. I ask you to stand up in the light. Heal, to heal yourself and each other. Let the world see your light. Amen. Until they have to ask. People are crazy. When they see you, they want to believe you when you start talking about God. But once they see it, they have to ask about it. Until they want it too. Amen. Until they want what you have. Who has it? Karen, you have it. You have the power inside of you to change so many things. You just have to reach for it and trust God will be behind you. Amen. Just stand in that light. People will have to be drawn to that. Be strong. Let your friends see it. Even more, let your family see it. Amen. They're going to think you're crazy. Amen. Some of your family are going to think you're absolutely lost your mind. Are you with me? But that's the beginning. Amen. That's the joy of the beginning when they see that. But when they see your conviction and they see your joy and they see your peace and they see your strength, they're going to say, how did you get that? And where can I buy some of that? Amen. It's not for sale. It's given to us free. Amen. So I say, be strong, be loving, don't bend. Amen. Say that with me. Don't bend. We're not going to compromise with God. Amen. We're not going to add a little or take a little, because God's got it about perfect. Amen. So don't bend. Give them a reason to follow. It will change their lives too. Hallelujah. So I have to tell you this in closing. You have the power of three living inside of you. You have the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And I will tell you this today, it's your time. Would you stand up and take it? Give them praise, church. Stand up and take your charge. That's it. Stand up, everybody, and take your charge today. Give him praise today in this church. Say, I will, I can, I will do it. Let God shine through. Don't let the world get you angry. Amen. Humble yourself. Forgive each other. Hallelujah. Love each other. And just say, Lord, help us all. Amen. Let's heal each other. Let's give thanks for each other. There's people out there trying to protect us. Let's give thanks to them. There's people who love us. Let's give thanks for that. Amen. Give thanks for everything that we have. Humble ourselves, and we will see things in God's light. Amen. And give him praise again, church, in Jesus' name. He's working all the time. He's working in this church all the time. He's working with us all the time. He's leading us. We need to be strong, and we need to be faithful, and we need to be determined. Amen? Because God is in control. I'm not in control. We're not in control. God's in control. As long as we're preaching on the Word of God and leading people to God, this church will be victorious in Jesus' name. Amen? Because we're standing on a rock together. We're building something together. We need to do it according to His Word. I'm excited each and every Sunday when God gives me a message to bring to you, that we can make each other smile and laugh and make you see that God is talking to each one of us. There's something we can do today that will be greater than what we did yesterday. We just need to trust Him. And it might seem silly sometimes what you're doing. You might not think it's going to be, but if you do it the way God wants, you'll see the results. We can change ourselves. We can say things different. We can act different. We can have compassion differently. We can love differently. We can just with a touch, we can heal somebody. With a smile, we can heal somebody. Maybe that smile is what our husband or our wife needs. You ever just, maybe they need to be just hugged. Walk over and hug them instead of yelling, instead of arguing, because the argument is going to be over. But the hug will last forever. They won't forget the hug. You won't forget the kiss on the cheek. You won't forget the touch on your shoulder. You won't forget that. You'll forget the argument, but the love and the compassion and that light stays with us, all of us. We can change so much because God is in. We just need to be faithful and be determined. I'm believing. I believe God. I choose to believe God and the Word. This message today is all about us. We have a light inside of us. Let that light shine. Give Him praise, church. Even have a blue moon in Kentucky too. I think Elvis sang that song. The sun. We can't live without the sun, amen? We really can't live without the sun. What the sun did for us on that cross. Forever thankful. What the sun did for us on that cross, so we have the promise of eternal life. We have a promise for tomorrow because what Jesus did for us yesterday, once for all. And we're going to do that in remembrance of the Son today. Hallelujah. We cannot live without the Son. cannot live without the Son. What the Son did for us on that cross, and all the Son asks for is that we do this in remembrance of Him, for all that He did, in Jesus' name. The Son said He's going to shed His blood for the remission of our sins. For the remission of our sins, the Son shed His blood. And He asked us to do this in remembrance of Him. Ask God to remove the iniquities of your week. Remove the things that would have separated you from those that you love. For anything that we fell short with our words, our thoughts, anything that we might have fallen short this week, just say, Lord, cleanse me today, this morning. Before you receive the blood sacrament, say, Lord, cleanse me this morning. Help me to see, Lord. Help me to be stronger. Help me to face the next minute, the next hour, the next day, Lord. But now cleanse me, Lord, so that I can receive the sacrament, Lord. I can receive you this morning, Lord. Just ask Him for that. In Jesus' name, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. We can't live without the Son. Bread of life, the Lamb. Thank you, Lord. Let Him look down and see you faithful, and look down and see your heart humbled, giving thanks to God. Let Him see that this morning. Let's touch God's heart together. He inhabits the praise of His people. Thank you, Lord. We shall praise you this morning, Lord. Thank you, Deacon. We would perish without the Son. Hallelujah. We do this in remembrance of what Jesus did for us, in Jesus' name. When you look up at the sky later and see the sun, you're going to see Jesus now. I pray that you do. See that whole thing in a whole different world now, because we wouldn't be perished without the sun. When you feel the warmth on your skin and it feels good, just say, that's Jesus holding on to you. When you feel strength coming from, say, that's Jesus giving me strength. When you smile and see that and see the warmth and the beauty in the blue sky, say, that's God blessing me. I have so much to be thankful for. Before I can ask anybody for anything else, I need to give thanks to God for all that He's blessed us with. To be here in this nation, living in freedom that the world doesn't know. Hallelujah. One nation under God. The blessings flow down from above. We need to see more of God in our lives and in the world around us. That's how we're going to change things. So when you look at the sun, see Jesus. When you feel the warmth, feel Jesus. When it makes you feel good, just love Him more. In Jesus' name. Give Him praise, church.